The government's decision to lift the ban on evictions from the end of this month will be debated today and tomorrow in the Dáil. Sinn Féin has a motion calling on the ban to be extended, but the three government party leaders met last night. They're not going to reverse their decision. The cabinet will meet this morning to discuss measures which ministers say will help protect renters from homelessness, but they will not be in place by the beginning of April. The government will table a counter motion to Sinn Féin's one, and the Dáil will vote on it instead. The issue will not end there because the Labour Party is also planning to table a motion of no confidence in the government next week, and its leader Ivana Bacic is with us now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank
you, Audrey. No confidence motion, is that definitely going ahead then?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, Audrey, what happens clearly with the government's position on the Sinn Féin motion this week, but it looks as if it will go ahead, yes. And unfortunately, this is not something we do lightly, I should say, but we've given government every chance to change its mind, and indeed, may I say, we put down a motion before the Dáil on the 9th of February calling on the government then to extend the eviction ban and indeed to put in place a series of emergency measures to ensure that families wouldn't face the cliff edge that they are, will now be facing from 1st April. Government opposed that motion that we put down. They indicated that they were considering extending the ban, and every indication was that they would do so even on a short-term basis. Unfortunately, it seems that the decision to lift the ban was made without any evidence. They told both me and my colleague Duncan Smith that there was no modelling in place to see what the impact of lifting the ban would be, and indeed they didn't appear to have any evidence basis on which they decided the initial duration of the 6 month ban.
Well, is one part of the evidence not that homeless figures continue to rise despite the ban being in place?
Well, it's certainly shocking to see 11,754 people in homelessness now. That is a record figure, and it's appalling in 2023 that we have that level of people in homelessness. But government figures themselves have admitted that those figures would be much worse if the eviction ban had not been in place. We know from the Residential Tenancies Board that over 4,700 notices to quit were issued in the last quarter of last year. So this is a large number of people who are now facing into a very uncertain future.
So how long would you extend the ban for?
We've put down a bill to government. We've proposed that government would adopt our bill, and if they agreed to adopt it, then of course we wouldn't need to put down a motion of no confidence. Our bill would require extension of the eviction ban until there was clear evidence that homelessness was falling over four consecutive months. And we've called on government to adopt this as a sensible, constructive measure. And I should say, back in February, we also proposed a series of sensible measures that government could then have put in place to ensure that there would be enough accommodation available for families who were otherwise facing homelessness. Government didn't support that then. The eviction ban, Audrey, I should say, was only ever to be a breathing space to enable government to increase the supply of homes. Government themselves said that. Now it appears they're scrambling to find ways to provide for more homes
How
for people.
Significant
but there's
fall.
Nothing in place yet, and it's indefensible to end an eviction ban without having any contingency measures in place when we know emergency accommodation is already full across all our local authorities.
How significant a fall in homeless figures does it have to be before the ban is?
We would want to see a consistent fall across 4 months, and we would want to see both Dáil and Shannon voting in support of lifting the ban. We're willing to engage with government on this, Audrey. I mean, you know, this is merely one of a series of constructive proposals we're putting forward that would give government a way of addressing this homelessness, this housing disaster we are currently in.
Well, what do you think of their proposals that local authorities should buy 1,500 homes? That's what they want. They want to give tenants first refusal to buy. This, we believe, are their plans.
Well, so we hear, and certainly we welcome any of these proposals. But back in November, when the eviction ban was first in place, I was then calling on the Taoiseach to ramp up the tenant in situ scheme, the scheme whereby local authorities can buy homes from landlords in order to keep families out of homelessness. At that point, government were telling me that they were moving on the scheme, but we've seen no evidence of that. In Dublin City Council, only 7 homes purchased by that local authority in January and February of this year. And yet, you know, and local authorities, I hear from landlords, local authorities not engaging with landlords who actually
wish
to sell.
But there is more than that. I mean, a further 382 properties are being examined for possible purchase across Dublin. 92 of those are at a closing or sale agreed stage in Kildare. From 85 properties, they're in the process of buying 39 in Tipperary. There's 128 homes being assessed, 44 bought or agreed to buy.
That's right. It's all very welcome. And indeed, there were 180 properties offered to Dublin City Council, and those are in process. So the seven are only a fraction of that. Mm-hmm. But again, this is all happening just too slowly. I am hearing from people, from mothers who are distraught at the prospect of having to move children out of school, because from 1st of April, renters have no security if they've had that notice to quit issued in the period of last year, and they're now facing this cliff edge, this potential tsunami of evictions, because we simply don't know. Government did not do the modelling, and we don't know how many families are going to be facing imminent housing catastrophe, because there's just so little supply. Again, I think anyone renting, anyone looking for a house or an apartment in Dublin or anywhere in the country is aware of just how little available accommodation there is, and it's indefensible.
Is your party though coming a little bit late to the whole issue of protection for renters? I was looking through your 2020 election manifesto last night. Very little, if anything, in relation to protecting renters.
Well, we were the first party to put down renter protection legislation. It was the first bill I introduced in the Dáil on my election to the Dáil in 2021. My colleague Rebecca Moynihan has been consistently raising the issue of renters' rights. And indeed, some years ago, we had put down legislation to ensure that children would not be put out of homes. Again, legislation that we've called on government as recently as this February to introduce. So, you know, we've been consistently raising the issue of renters and renters' rights.
But you will be remembered for reducing rent assistance when in government.
But clearly, Audrey, this has now become a crunch, because we have now got a housing disaster like no other. We now have record numbers in homelessness. We now have this catastrophic shortage of availability of rental properties. That wasn't the case even 5 years ago. And again, you can look at the figures.
But it was the case 2 years ago in election 2020, and there was none of this in the manifesto.
It is becoming a huge issue, and it's becoming a much bigger issue now, because there's been such a failure by government to put in place the necessary measures to ensure that we have a supply of homes available. The government's own figures say that their targets are falling short of the 50,000 homes, new homes, that need to come on stream each year to meet the needs of our growing population. So I think there is, you know, we are at a particular crucial point, and it's at this point that the government needed to take the brave but rational decision to extend the ban for a number of months further, and to ensure that they use that time to increase the supply of homes for people who are now going to be facing eviction and homelessness. And that is indefensible in 2023, that we are families facing that awful, awful, dreadful prospect.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in. Ivana Bagchic, Labour Party leader.